You are listening to a tarot consultation on the Spirit Keepers Archive with Sarah Haskins.
Welcome back to the Spirit Keepers Archive, your go-to podcast for insightful tarot consultations and spiritual exploration. Today, we're going to hear from Courtney. I'm going to read her email and then do a mini tarot consultation for insight into her situation. I'm going to show you how the tarot serves as a mirror into your own consciousness and how it sparks your imagination and your intuition in order to find the answers that are already buried within. And at the end of the episode, I'll give you some takeaways to think about or journal about. Okay, let's search the archive.
But first, a quick disclaimer. Tarot consultations offer insights by tapping into the unconscious, revealing uncanny revelations. They provide valuable insights, offer a different perspective, and identify the energies surrounding a situation. However, it is crucial to recognize that all decisions and actions stemming from the guidance of the cards are the sole responsibility of the querent.
Okay, Courtney's email says, "Hi Sarah, I hope this message finds you well. I'm reaching out for some guidance, particularly through a tarot consultation, as I find myself wrestling with a prevalent issue in many relationship discussions. I am a 25-year-old woman, and my boyfriend is 23. He and I are both relatively low libido individuals. Initially, when we started dating, our physical intimacy was much more frequent, but it has naturally evolved into a rhythm that suits us. We have reached a compromise, aligning on a frequency that respects our differences, twice a month with a focus on intimate connections beyond the physical. What's been bothering me is the overwhelming emphasis on sexual compatibility in relationship advice. There seems to be a prevailing notion that if it's not consistently on par, the relationship is destined for failure. It's disheartening to encounter this perspective, and my question is our relationship doomed to failure because we are low libido individuals? Is it a sign that he's not the one for me because I don't feel an overwhelming desire to constantly have sex? Should I be waiting for someone who makes me feel that way? I'd appreciate any insights or guidance the tarot could provide on navigating this aspect of our relationship without succumbing to the pressures and stigmas surrounding sexual compatibility. Thank you for taking the time to listen, and I look forward to any wisdom you can share. Courtney." Courtney, what a great question, and thank you for being so vulnerable as to be able to express this openly on a podcast. There are many different ways to connect with your partner, and everyone who is in a relationship has their own unique bond. But I can see how frustrating it might be to be navigating a relationship in a society that is so highly sexualized. So I will be more than happy to pull a couple of cards and see what comes up. Okay, Courtney, I took some time to think about your situation and meditate on it, shuffled the cards, and I pulled the Star and the Ten of Pentacles. These two cards together are a great sign of the energy surrounding your current relationship. The Star card is the card of hope and faith, and the Ten of Pentacles is the card of long-term commitment and family legacy. So let's break them down. We'll start with the Star card. The Star card comes after the Tower, which is the card of destruction, which indicates that you have learned a lot from your past relationships and you understand who you are as a sexual companion. So this card has the energy of hope, faith, renewal, and purpose. It portends this idea that you are entering a peaceful and loving phase of your life. And that could be with a partner or with self-love. But since you expressed that you and your partner are both fully committed to this relationship and have the same sexual flow, I would say that if you can simply enjoy and embrace what you have, then all will be well. This card indicates that your relationship is moving towards a higher and more fulfilling level, but what that entails is unique to every single couple. The personality of this card is to have faith in the future. So you might ask yourself, what positive ways am I connecting with my partner that feel just as fulfilling as sexual desire? And are there times when I'm feeling more intimate? And if so, do I feel safe and comfortable and open about discussing these things with my partner? And as long as the answers are yes, and you two have open communication about your needs, both sexual and otherwise, there's really no need to question whether your libido is an indicator of success or failure. Furthermore, if we look at the star card and we look at the imagery, it depicts a completely naked woman kneeling before a stream, and she has two vases, and she's pouring water out of them, one into the stream, which indicates her subconscious, and one onto the grass next to her, which is her consciousness, and they're feeding each other. And she's doing this by starlight, which is a very lovely light. It's romantic, it's soft, it's mysterious. So this card is showing a certain comfort and confidence in your sexuality, your ability to just be naked and one with your surroundings. And it also shows a state of vulnerability and purity as well. So as long as you are being vulnerable and open with your partner about how you have concerns over your low libidos and whether or not that means your relationship is destined for failure, and find a way to feel secure about it, everything will work out. You'll have a peaceful and loving relationship, which leads us right into the Ten of Pentacles. The Ten of Pentacles at its heart is the card of comfort, wealth, and security. But unlike the Nine of Pentacles that points to luxurious monetary wealth, the Ten of Pentacles is more about wealth that isn't necessarily earned or monetary. It's really about an overwhelming sense of security. And security means something different to all of us. And the Ten of Pentacles points to this phase in your life that has little to no worry because you're feeling so secure. It asks you to identify what you need in order to feel that level of security within your daily life, or how comfortable you are within this particular situation. So in your case, since both of you have low libido, but have a flow that works for you, and yet you're feeling a bit insecure because it goes against societal norms, then ask yourself, what is it that you really need from your partner in order to feel completely comfortable and secure in your relationship? If society said, yeah, no sex is great, it's not a problem, would that really make a difference for you? Or are you secretly craving the feeling of being highly turned on by your partner? Those are just questions to ask yourself. I'm not instigating here. But you are feeling insecure about your low libidos. However, it works for you guys. So what is it that you're really feeling insecure about? What aspect of your situation is making you think that you're doomed because you both have a low libido? When we put these two cards together, the energy of this consultation is that there's a great chance that things are going to work out for you and your partner, so long as you are truly on the same page. It would definitely benefit you to determine what it would take to make you feel more secure in this specific aspect of your relationship, and then not be afraid to express that to your partner. The star indicates that doing so will give you a sense of renewed faith in yourself and your relationship. And there's a lot of positive energy here that emphasizes the importance of faith, communication, understanding each of your own individual needs for security and comfort, and how those things can be achieved. And that is the consultation that I have for you today, Courtney, and your three takeaways are: number one, have hope and faith in your relationship. The star card suggests a positive phase in your relationship. So embrace the unique connection that you and your partner share and really focus on the positives beyond just the physical intimacy. Number two, define your comfort and security. The Ten of Pentacles is advising you to identify what makes you feel secure in the relationship, regardless of societal norms. Communicate openly with your partner about your needs and desires to strengthen your bond. And number three, talk openly about everything. Both cards highlight the importance of open communication. Have faith in the future, discuss positive ways of connecting, and openly express your needs, whether they're related to intimacy or emotional connection. This is going to strengthen your relationship. Check out the photos for the cards pulled for today's consultation on my Instagram, The Spirit Keepers Archive. If you're familiar with the tarot or you see something in the cards that you'd like to share, feel free to leave a comment. Your insight could be quite valuable. Thank you for joining me today. Check out the photos of the cards that I pulled for today on my Instagram, The Spirit Keepers Archive. If you're familiar with tarot or you see something in the cards you'd like to share, feel free to leave a comment. Your insight could be quite valuable. If you'd like to submit your own inquiry for a mini tarot consultation on this podcast, simply click the link in the bio of my Instagram, The Spirit Keepers Archive. Or you can find the link in the show notes. These readings are at no cost to you. If you found today's episode enjoyable, take a moment to leave a review, follow me on Instagram, or give the podcast a 5-star rating. A touch of good karma can go a long way. Until next time, stay curious. There's magic in this modern world.